Well, I'm going to start off then with, I just really enjoy with certain topics to just start typing it into Urban Dictionary.
Yeah.
And seeing what comes up.
We've gotten a lot of mileage out of this. Big Fatty, if you need more content, use Urban Dictionary.
Have you just typed anything into Urban Dictionary? Because it's a plethora of just... Okay, so this, I'm going to, before I get into the full list,
okay,
trigger warning, some of these involve straight sex.
Okay.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty. Online.
I'm sorry to our queer audiences. I just really enjoy
Big Fatty.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3271 of a BFO for Thursday the 20th of August 2020. Yo, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Yo, I'm going to tell you about my day, another census, and maybe a voice letter. Big Fatty, what's wrong with your voice? Hello, Froggers. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Yo, you Froggers. Yo, I got a frog in my throat. And I don't know why. Big Fatty. I hadn't been coughing I hadn't been talking either, everything's been just fine, and I sit down here in front of the micro hoist, and then all of a sudden, I need a vocal coach, Big Fatty.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all today, the 20th of August. Y'all, we have not one but two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one, I'm disappointed. I got very close to meeting this person last year at the Pride 48 in, maybe it was the first year, I don't remember, in Dallas. I think that he was thinking of coming this year, but you know, all of that has gone down the shitter. Big Fatty! I am talking about the one and only, y'all. He was going to start his own little show also called The Hypocrisy Little Show, but y'all, I don't think that ever got off the ground, but I'm still hoping. Y'all, he's from down there in the Red Stick, Louisiana. Y'all, it is Phoenix Dave. Big Fatty, we love Phoenix Dave. It's true. And y'all, then our second celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, you know him if you have anything to do with Pride 48. Y'all, you know this person. He is absolutely one of the kindest and most generous people out there. Y'all, he lives up there in the North Kakalaki. Met him many times in Las Wages and in New Orleans. And y'all, he's also on that. But first, y'all, did you hear Cricket Hat call it Survivor's Ready the other night? But anyway, he's on But First. And y'all, he's just one of the sweetest people you will ever meet. Y'all, I'm talking about the Bunny Daddy, Big Daddy, himself. Y'all, it is that Moose P, Big Daddy. We love Moose P. We do indeed. And and y'all, Big Daddy, just talk about the cake. Okay, so y'all, if you see Phoenix Dave or Moose P on the Twitty or the Facebase, wish them a happy celebration. Big Fatty, it's just awful. It's just awful to see it go downtown. Wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal and a big old piece of cake. cake.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all back over here to the census, y'all, today. Today, we'll check out Jimmy Farmer's census. He lives in the only time zone that matters, and he's a semi-lurker. He's been listening to the BFO many summers and a lot more winters. Big Fatty. He's a seasonal listener, he is. His favorite part of the new show is the Gentleman Caller Report. And what would you change? He says it's just perfect the way it is, sugar. He's never called the voice letter number, never been to a Pride 48 event, and never used a special chair, but as far as sharding goes, he was lying in bed peacefully, falling to sleep, when a little innocent toot turned into a trip to the shower. Big Fatty, wet cleanup on aisle 4. It's true. Thank you, Jimmy Farmer. See y'all, a Big Fatty. We love the happy music. It's true, y'all. By the way, it is a red rain outside right now. The old gal would be touching hers. Big Fatty, please, y'all. I forgot to tell you that on Monday evening I had a call from old Vader. Well, y'all, he called or he sent a message during when I was recording, and y'all, he wanted to know if I could take him to the Target to see Miss Shirley, and he had ordered some stuff online and everything, and so y'all, he sent me that message, says, okay, it's ready whenever you are. So y'all, we went up to the Target, and we were the only people in the Bring Me My Shit area. And y'all, we sat there, and y'all, it's some sort of mechanical thing that says, "Oh, we're bringing it right out," because they know that you've pulled into the area, baby. And y'all, we sat there. Another car pulled up. Another car pulled up. There were like four cars there, and then here comes the little chicken boy out and. Y'all, of course, he goes to the one car, and then he goes to the second car, and then he finally comes to us, and he had a couple of bags of the groceries, and he says, "Oh, I don't have your cold stuff." And they're going to bring it right out. And so, y'all, we sat there, and here comes two girls out with more stuff. And everybody has gotten their stuff except us. We're still sitting there. Everybody's driven away. We're still sitting there. And the only thing that was missing was the cold stuff. It was eggs and two bags of carrots. Evidently, old Vader's only been eating potatoes, and he wanted a carrot in his mouth. Big Fatty, don't we all? So y'all, they bring it out, and y'all, all they did was bring the eggs, and they said, "Oh no, the carrots came out earlier." Vader had what am I trying to say? Big Fatty, we don't know. He had looked back there earlier, and they weren't in there. So anyway, so we just left. To hell with the carrots. And he got home, and I'm on my way home, and he says, "Oh, the Target says they forgot the carrots," and no shit, and they've credited my account. So anyway, y'all, I got home, and I watched some stuff on the TV machine, and did I have supper? I can't remember if I did. Yeah, I did. I had a Caesar salad, and I had a little bit more of that Spanish stew. And Big Fatty, did you have a carrot in your mouth? No, it's been a while. How about an eggplant? No, not one of those either. Anyway, chicken? Not that kind of chicken. Big Fatty. Headed to bed, and that damn Whitman Tinker, he was relentless. He was absolutely relentless last night, and I don't know what time I finally fell asleep, but mercifully, I finally fell asleep, and it was a terrible, terrible night. Big Fatty, you're going to have to check into the Whitman Tinker Institute. I guess so. Evidently every night I'm doing a sleep study. But y'all got up. I got up hump day morning, and what did I do? I had my coffee and read the paper and did my Sudoku. Y'all, I fucked up the Sudoku today. I don't know what I did wrong. And this is just a level 2. Then I hopped in the chair, and y'all, then I was off. I was off to the famous toastery where I had lunch with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. Y'all, I had the country Benedict. Big Fatty, it was not spelled C-U-N-T. Y'all, it's the biscuit with a piece of country ham on it and scrambled eggs on top of it, and then they pour sausage gravy over the top of that. Y'all, absolutely delicious. And y'all, then after that, headed over to the Von's East, and well, let's just do this. Yeah, Gussie, can you hear that? Yes, we hear it. We hear it. Y'all, I forgot to tell you. Tuesday night, young Nicholas stopped by, and we just chatted and had a glass of wine, and it was just nice. Just nice. But y'all, I went to the Von's East. Y'all, I picked up some Brussels sprouts. They just look good. They've had some in there that were just too small and just didn't look good. So I got fresh Brussels sprouts. Y'all, they had that good Tillamook ice cream. Buy one, get one free. So I got a container of the waffle cone ice cream. Y'all, I picked up a thing of Publix buffalo chicken dip, because you know it's just delicious. It's just delicious. I got the sliced Swiss cheese, which was on sale. Y'all, they had a box of vinyl disposable gloves, and y'all, I've been reusing the little disposable gloves that I had. But I only use them at the grocery store. So I said, these are just getting to be too hard to do. So I just got that. y'all, I picked up a package of the sourdough English muffins that I like. They were on sale. I got a thing of sour cream. I got me an onion. And y'all, that's all I got. That's all I bought. Y'all, they didn't have shit on sale that I wanted or needed. And y'all, I only spent $26.57, but I saved $6.03. Big Fatty, that was hardly worth reading. You can tell me that again. Big Fatty, that was hardly worth reading. Thank you for calling. Gussie, y'all, when I got home from the Von's East, there was something on the villa front porch. But y'all, before I get to that, y'all, I've got these two, I say, two postcards that were mailed. Well, one of them was mailed on the 3rd of August, and y'all, on the front of it is the North Dakota Oil Company, Drill Baby Drill, and it says, a fart, someone on some show or calls said something about the Dakotas, and it was not nice, and they don't know which is which? How hard is it when they're labeled after directions? Heart bacon. Well, thank you, Miss Bacon. That's just lovely. I don't know. I don't know who that someone on some show or some call said. But anyway, I think you've given them a lovely geography lesson. And y'all, then the second card is also from Miss Bacon. Y'all just got a buffalo on the front of it. And it says, whoa, with a stop sign. It says, North Dakota. And y'all, it's addressed to the little Aussie battler. And it says, Scotty, good golly, who would have known that North Dakota buffalo looked the same as South Dakota buffalo? Heart bacon, sending to fart cause stamps are cheaper to USA. Well, Miss Bacon, I think I speak for Scotty when I say thank you so much for that card. Always lovely to hear from Miss Bacon and y'all. Sitting out there on the foreign perch, y'all, there's something here from that lesbian delivery service, and y'all, I'm just gonna open it up here and just see what it is. Y'all, it's a big envelope package kind of thing, and let's see if there's a gift. Y'all, it says, a gift for you, happy belated birthday, something for your naughty tree. And y'all, it's from that Gus Chin. Gus Chin, you're just a sweet, oh, Big Freddy. Y'all, it is, it's Gaylord. Oh, dear Gussie, it's Gaylord. He's a fairy. A December Diamonds fairy. Y'all, this is kind of like the mermen, except these are fairies, Big Fatty, but he's got on a kilt thing, and he's got on his harness and armband, and y'all, he's hot, Big Fatty. Gus Chad, you're too sweet. That's exactly the kind of naughtiness we need on the naughty tree. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, as I was opening Gus Chin's gift at, y'all, the doorbell rang, and I went out, and y'all, there's another gift at, and y'all, it is from the Seas Candies, and it says here on the little note, you said you never tried cashew brittle. Well, now you can compare. Happy birthday, Dr. Stone. Big Fatty Dr. Stone wants you to get fat as he is. I mean, wants you to have something nice for your birthday, too. I guess so. Y'all, let's just look at this, see what we got here. Big Fatty, I bet it's cashew brittle. Well, it could be. Oh, there are these little bags of water in there. And y'all, it's all wrapped up, all pretty and everything. And it says cashew brittle. Okay, well, y'all, I'm guessing it's cashew brittle. Big Fatty, how many times you gonna say that? And y'all, it's the Seas Candies. And let's just see what we got here. Let's just open it up and take a look. Oh my gosh, y'all, it's oh! Oh, did I say, y'all, it is white chocolate and it's dark chocolate. Oh, that looks delicious. Well, y'all, I'm gonna try that out, and I'll let you know how delicious it is. Dr. Stone, thank you so much for that. You're just too kind. Too kind. Y'all, I'm gonna put a picture of all these cards and giftettes up on the BFO tomorrow at noon, so go over there and check it out. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Gayish. And Mike and Kyle, are there any secrets that you would like to share with the Pride 48 audience?
I'm sorry to our queer audiences. I just really enjoy
Big Fatty.
Oh, Big Fatty, did you hear fucking Dan's eyes roll to the back of his head?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.